Welcome to the Carts Looney Daily Podcast for Wednesday, January 20th, 2010. Pat Daneman has published poetry in The Pedestal magazine, Cortland Review, Blood Orange Review, and other online and print magazines. In 2009, her poem Thanksgiving, originally published in the Apple Valley Review, was selected for the Best of the Net anthology. Here she is reading her poem In the Middle of the Night.
In the middle of the night. No one is there for anyone else, even though that is what we expected. All over the city, millions of people guarding their worries like angels. People who don't deserve worries. People living in boxes. People inexperienced with the politics of worry. Should they go to the window or into the kitchen? Is it time for a glass of wine? The disappointing parent would make a list here. Airplanes arriving or not arriving on time, or not arriving at all. Lumps that might be discovered. Lightning bolts that might strike. At this ridiculous hour, the disappointing parent is asleep, alone, or with someone disturbing. It is the waitress, the public relations doyen, the ammunition salesman we need to consult at this moment. Haggard in the light of computer screens, blue faces, fingers searching for answers to sleep-withering questions. Slim and cool, the bare feet of the understudy across the creaking wood floor of her jealous mother-in-law's library. Locked in a bathroom, the assistant professor contemplates the shell-pink complexion of his most promising student. They conspire. Water spills. Everywhere, longing. The young talk show producer whose illness is taking its time. Her lover's prayers into the sky. I'm afraid. You must try. Don't let go. Glasses on nightstands, magazines slithered away. Too late to the party last night. Nobody ate your cheap cheese. No one cared that you won the Missouri Award or that your doctor found nothing worth keeping an eye on. All over the city, good hosts, ugly dancers, bankers with sore necks are writing notes to themselves, petting cats, whistling. Millions of people are lying awake, tugging at quilts heavy with the must of ancestral insomnia. As clocks chime, as bells toll, they send flaming or laundered or half-eaten wishes like paper boats into darkness. As trucks hurl their weight down innocent highways, as the earth moves and the sky is still, as morning approaches.